Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grand Comments for today, Wednesday, January 19th. Just one quick note, the export sales, the weekly numbers will be delayed to Friday because of the ML King holiday. The grains closed sharply higher with March corn up 11 cents at 610.5, March wheat up 27.5 cents at 796.5, and March beans up 30 cents at 1391.25. Well, there were a couple of things going on here today. Number one, I think probably most important, the concerns over Russia taking steps into invading in Ukraine. Now, the Russians have amassed troops and material on the border. They're ready to go at any minute. All they need is the word for Putin, which so far hasn't been given yet. Now, is this a ploy by Putin to get crude oil to rally, to get the grains to rally, particularly wheat, so he can sell more and get short crude oil and wheat at the highs out here? Who knows? I do know that if he does go into the Ukraine, it's going to disrupt world wheat exports. So anything out of the Black Sea, Ukraine and Russia, there'll be problems with that. The world will have to come to other places for the wheat. Australia, Germany, France, any place else, including the United States, that produces wheat. Now, I'd imagine the U.S. wheat will be the least favored because of the strength in the dollar. Even though we were down 22 ticks today, we're still at 95.50, which is way too high, in my opinion, to attract a whole lot of that extra business. But if the world's getting tight on wheat, they might have to pay up for it if they want it. So, you know, we have to wait and see what Putin's going to do there. My guess is he wouldn't go in during the week. He'd be more likely to go in the weekend when the news sources aren't quite all 100% there and the people aren't paying as much attention to the news. But we'll have to see. Another factor out there is some analysts are saying that the weather in South America is taking more heat onto the crops, more heat in terms of losing production. I'm not sure I agree with that. Somebody came out today and said that the production numbers in Brazilian beans were going to be continuing to be lowered because the rains didn't do that much good. I personally disagree with that, but that's some of the thinking that's out there, is the rains haven't helped the crops all that much. Again, I disagree with that. The other big news out there, or the rumors are, that China may have bought 1.5 million metric tons of corn and 1.5 million metric tons of beans, 1.5 million each. This would be to fulfill their trade agreements under phase one, so it would open up the door to a potential phase two out here. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know if these rumors are true or not. Market certainly acted like it today. But a one-time shot from Brazil for 1.5 million corn and 1.5 million beans, I don't think, you know, warrants this kind of reaction. I mean, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Add that to the Russian news and what the wheat was doing. We rallied it here. But even if those rumors are true and we see an announcement tomorrow or Friday or Monday, you know, I just think it's kind of built into this market now. But we'll have to see. We did get an opportunity today to sell old crop corn. We finished up our old crop sales today, but we did immediately re-own it with call options to keep the upside open. We did sell another 5% of 23 December corn. We got up to our level at 398, and that's where at 538, that's where we had the orders in to sell, and we got filled there today. We still have plenty of D's 23 corn left to sell, as well as plenty of D's 22. But we have sold out now on the old crop corn. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.